With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tornadoes have left at least three people dead in the central part of the country. In Lakeview, Ohio, Ron Watt says he and his dog had to get down behind a chest freezer to try and stay alive.
I got down on the floor with our little Chihuahua dog, and I got against the couch, got against a chest freezer, and put some pillows over the dog, grabbed a big, heavy sleeping bag off the couch and put it over me and the dog.
Authorities have issued a shelter-in-place order following the shooting of multiple people in a suburban Philadelphia township. Middletown Township Police said today that there were confirmed shootings in neighboring Falls Township, resulting in several gunshot victims that forced the cancellation of today's St. Patrick's Day parade. Senator Tom Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that will force the sale of TikTok to new owners if it wants to keep operating inside the United States.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok to make sure it's owned by Americans who are not going to exploit your data for their own purposes or turn it into a propaganda tool of Chinese communism.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Voting is taking place in Russia through tomorrow. At polling stations around the country, the election holds little suspense. Vladimir Putin expected to win handily as he is, for all intents and purposes, the only candidate. Consumers expected to spend about $22 billion this Easter.
According to the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, spending an average of $177 per person. Most of the money will be spent on food, clothing, and gifts. The most popular Easter Sunday activities include cooking a holiday meal, visiting friends and family, and going to church. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
This is SRN News. Many evangelical Christians strongly back Israel in its war against the Hamas terrorist group in Gaza.
In a lemon orchard in southern Israel, volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups. In the US, support for Israel has become a top priority for evangelical Christians.
That is Charles de la Desma, and this is SRN News. The Big Ten semifinals are all set. We get more details after yesterday's games and a few upsets from correspondent Mike Reeves.
Wisconsin and Nebraska advanced to the Big Ten Conference Tournament semifinals. Purdue beat Michigan State 67-62. Lance Jones contributed 10 points while filling in at point guard for Braden Smith, who was limited after being injured in the second half.
Without Braden, you know, it shows us how deep we are and, you know, how we can still play together. You know, I just wanted to be next man up mentality.
Illinois got past Ohio State 77-74 as Dane Danger scored 12 of his 18 points in the second half, playing in his hometown of Minneapolis.
It feels good to be able to come back and play in front of a whole bunch of friends and family, coaches. You know, it's just a good feeling to come back.
Saturday semifinals feature Purdue against Wisconsin. Illinois meets Nebraska. I'm Mike Reeves.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.